Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Bert Show.
You know, we all get into these discussions with our friends or boyfriends or people we're dating about creating the best new thing. And with me and my girlfriends,
yeah. Inventions.
Inventions. Mm-hmm. And me and my girlfriends will come up with ideas from time to time. And we are all sitting around yesterday pre-gaming before we were going out. For the night. So we're just, you know, we're drinking, like pre-gaming, like having a couple cocktails, and I'm sipping on my drink. My friend hands me a piece of gum. I'm like, okay, I'll have this after I have my drink or whatever. And she puts hers in her mouth and she goes, I like gum with a little bit of vodka. Because she didn't mean to have the gum before she finished her vodka drink, but she did. So she was like, huh, gum with a little bit of vodka never hurt anybody. So I was like, aha, I've got the perfect invention.
Next idea.
The next best idea. It's going to be alcoholic gum.
Oh, nice.
Alcoholic gum.
So you can chew it while...
It's a shot.
Yeah. It's a shot in your mouth.
You can chew it while you're... It's not a bad idea.
It's a chewy shot. It's really not.
You can chew it while you're driving.
Chewy shot.
Well, you know, you can't chew... Well, you can't drink and drive. Like, it's going to be like... It's the same thing. You know what I mean?
Because everybody has gum in their mouth now while you're at the club because you're trying to keep your breath fresh.
Right.
So why not put the shot... In the gum.
In the gum. And it gets so much better than that. Because then, you know how you discuss and you're like, you're coming up with all these great ideas based on the one thing. Well, then we were like, how about like a jawbreaker? So it's like a shot, but it's in like the jawbreaker. So you get to the little piece and it's in your mouth. That's what you want.
Adult jawbreakers.
And the payoff is the alcohol in the middle of the jawbreaker?
Alcohol is in the middle of the jawbreaker. Or the alcohol is in the middle of the bursting gum. So you have the little shot. Bing, and then you have the gum
like
afterwards.
A blow pop with the candy,
yes.
And then the gum inside is the alcohol.
Absolutely,
gum.
But it'd be like a Jaeger bomb shot or a Washington Apple shot. You can have your choice of vodka, like the Grey Goose gum.
It'd have to be a pretty big piece of gum if you're going to put a full on shot in there. I mean, a whole ounce.
How do you get that much alcohol in such a small thing?
There's our problem.
Yeah, we haven't come up with that.
Georgia Tech.
We don't have the recipe. Right.
Georgia Tech.
We don't have the recipe unless you can just make it that much more potent. Of a gum shot.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought this idea was brilliant. Like, we can put it in candies. Like, you could sell it. We even went to the extensiveness of, like, where we're going to sell it at. Or can we sell it? Because we're like, well, you can't chew and drive. I mean, that's going to be the new thing. You can't chew gum and drive. You can't drink and drive, obviously. But they still sell it at the grocery stores. I mean, you just can't have it in the car.
Not on Sunday in Georgia.
Right. You can't buy it on Sunday.
It's an interesting concept.
But it's amazing.
Now, they already have, because I just did some Google research.
No, they don't. Do they really?
They don't have the gum, but they have alcoholic gummy worms.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. So they're gummy worms.
I was wondering about, like, because you can't freeze alcohol.
Right.
Like, how, with the alcohol content, would you get it inside the candy? And that's right, in the gelatin.
You could put it in the gummy.
We were trying to figure out a chemist who could design it for us.
Alex might burst your... Bubble gum. Hey, Alex, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you guys?
All right, how are you?
Good.
Good. Actually, at work, I have a friend from Lithuania, and every time she goes there, she brings back candy from there. And she brings back chocolate-covered vodka, so...
Yeah, well, they have the chocolate. Mm. They do have it in chocolate.
Not gum.
It's not gum.
It's not gum.
It is not gum. Yeah, you can buy a box of chocolates filled with alcohol.
I think it's got legs. Mm-hmm. I think it does.
Awesome. I want to patent it and submit it to companies.
Hey, Megan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Love the show. Wendy, that is seriously the coolest idea ever. I would totally buy that.
I like it.
Nice. Come on. Yeah, see, this is why I need to go have some.
Well, you need to do it today because somebody's going to steal it.
What you should do is don't talk about it on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't talk about it on the radio.
Don't you, right?
You know who I want to hear from is the people that thought they had a great invention and they put a ton of cash into it. You never hear from these people, and it never went anywhere. Like, Melissa and I were just reading an article a couple of days ago about a dude that spent 10 years of his life and $4 million inventing colored bubbles.
Yeah.
Colored bubbles. It
seems like
the blow bubbles?
Yeah.
It seems so obvious. Ones that wouldn't stain your clothes.
They don't stain your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
10 years, $4 million, okay? Mm-hmm. We still don't know if his is going to be a hit or not, but where are the people that put all of their life savings into an invention that they knew was going to work and they're getting tremendous feedback like you just got from Megan and you're all excited about it, so you decide to sell your house. And then you get together with your husband and he's like, you know what, baby? You are right. Let's go ahead. Our lives are going down a completely different path now, but I'm into it with you. Put all our cash in there, and they don't work out.
Bet it all.
You only hear from the ones that do work.
Bet it all on the blue bubbles.
What was that reality show where everybody got to come and show their inventions and stuff?
Did anything come of anybody that won that show?
I can't remember.
Was that the one that Sarah Blakely was on?
Yeah.
Hey, Richard Branson.
Oh, well.
No.
It's a different one.
She was on the board, though, the panel. She was one of the judges, and people would bring their stuff to her.
Hey, Marty, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. A couple of years ago, I was in a convenience store, and she was talking about the alcoholic gum. They actually had a sucker that was a clear tequila sucker with the worm in the sucker.
Oh, see, that's even more smart.
Seen those.
But no gum.
No gum. It is not Grey Goose gum.
You have a clear path right now. It is a brand new idea.
It's awesome.
Hey, Taylor, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, you may have an idea about the gum, but there are alcoholic, like, candies and stuff. The company that makes, I think it's Jack Daniels in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have suckers and all kinds of stuff that you can buy at the shop in Tennessee. Yeah.
It is not the same.
But it's not gum.
Is
I don't think they got Jack Daniel's gum.
And what if we had like vodka soda gum or vodka Red Bull gum? Like if you just intertwine them. I mean, our ideas about every kind of gum possible was put out on the table.
It's like the adult Juicy Fruit where it has all the stripes and those are the different things.
What was the kind of gum that had the burst of the gel in the middle?
It wasn't Bubblicious, was it?
It's like dentine.
I know
there
what
was
you're
one
talking
just
about.
There was one that had that. Yeah, it was like the burst of gel in the middle. Mm-hmm. That's what you need is to figure out how to make that gel have the alcohol content.
I know what you're talking about.
I know. I need a chemist and I need money. So this is not going to work out in my favor.
Georgia Tech.
Yeah, you're in the right town for it.
If these inventions came my way to invest in, though, like I probably would have passed on a million ideas. Like if somebody came to you years ago and talked to you about Twitter and hit you with the idea that, okay, what you're going to do is just you're going to text people what you're doing and your random thoughts, would you actually invest in that? I wouldn't have invested in that. I probably wouldn't have invested in Facebook. The Snuggie, if somebody would have come to you years ago and said to you, look, I'm just basically making a robe here, you know, but you would have said no way. And they want $15,000 from you? No way I'm giving you $15,000.
They made a backwards bathrobe.
Yeah, there's no way.
Wendy, do you know who Richard Blaze is? Was he the runner-up or the third-place finalist on Top Chef last season? He also owns Flip.
Mm-hmm.
If you go see him, he will make your gum for you. And he will work with you on your gum.
No way!
Did he just email him?
He just sent me a message.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I forgot that we were talking about not being able to freeze alcohol, but he does all that crazy, crazy chef nitrous oxide weird metabolic, you know.
That would be awesome.
Crazy cooking. So he can probably freeze, because he's got big tanks of stuff that the government doesn't even know about. in his kitchen to freeze things.
You got
to
go down there right today.
Well, you got to take a lawyer with you, make sure that you...
I don't even have a lawyer. I don't even have money to... You know how much a patent is? Like, you know how much it is even to
well,
start
just go,
a patent?
Go talk to
no,
him.
No, talk to him. That's awesome.
I'll tell you
that
what,
would be so cool.
I will pay for the patent if you give me 90% of the profits.
Yeah. Oh, say cool. No.
Do not make that
no.
just like a man. Someone's already at their lawyer's office right
know,
now.
Right?
Patent the gum idea. Patent the vodka gum.
Somebody at the patent office just walked down the hall and said, boy, do I got an idea right
yeah.
now.
It's the Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.